and so fear drove the lockdown. It was the strictest of peacetime regimes with untold damage to businesses, education, mental health, and family life. In this atmosphere, deepened by fatality numbers, which experts now tell us were inflated, the only way out, apparently, was vaccination.
People have got to understand, vaccination is going to be, in the end, your route to liberty.
For the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
And once vaccines were approved, the promotional campaign went into overdrive worldwide.
Our fellow Americans, the science is clear. These vaccines will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
My name is Michael Caine. I've just had a vaccine for COVID.
It's really important to know that the vaccines have all been through and met the necessary safety and quality standards.
There's no evidence that it affects fertility.
So roll up your sleeve. It's not just your own life you'll be saving, it's other people's lives too.
Trust the science and the money.
The vaccine rollout was a logistical triumph and may well have prevented hospital admissions and deaths. But when 9 million adults in the UK chose to remain jab-free, the nudge became a threat. No jab, no job, vaccine passports, and vilification of what were termed the anti-vaxxers.
The nutjobs, the anti-vaxxers, dangerous obsessives.
I don't want them sitting next to me in the theatre. I don't want them standing next to me at the theatre bar. I don't want them next to me or anywhere near me or even in the same carriage on the train.
Frankly, if you're not vaccinated and you're eligible and you've got no health reason for not being vaccinated, you're not just irresponsible, I mean, you're an idiot.
When you use unethical psychology on a population, you actually start to see splits and divisions occurring. And that's really dangerous because you also encourage othering or the demonisation of people. So we see that kind of, not just fear being raised, but also anger being raised as well.
They deserve to be punished, and I've told my friends this as well. In fact, I have blocked my friends who have said they're not getting the jab. They are dead wood in my eyes.
Tens of thousands of people would not bow to the drive for mass vaccination. They demanded choice, and they accused the mainstream media of promoting government propaganda. Let's return to the SAGE playbook. It says, use media to increase a sense of personal threat, a sense of responsibility to others, and to promote positive messaging. Immediately, the regulator Ofcom asked broadcasters to take note of the significant potential harm that could be caused by material misleadingness in relation to the virus or public policy regarding it. They warned of taking appropriate regulatory action on any breaches. And note the date. It's the same day the SAGE document was approved and the Prime Minister spoke to the nation. Cue the BBC.
Just to let you on a journalistic point here, we actually don't, as a matter of editorial policy, we don't debate with anti-vaxxers whether they're right or wrong. We actually don't do that.
Okay, I'll just say one quick thing is today, this morning, we have a couple of pieces of good news because I think the tide is turning. The first one is that Elon Musk was tweeting about his adverse reaction to the Moderna jabs this morning. I believe the Fauci files might be coming next week. The other piece of good news is that as of this morning, we heard that the GMC are not going to take any action against Dr. Asim Malhotra. I wonder why.
Probably because he's right. It's good to see you all here, and thank you very much for turning out. We have a phrase in journalism that's called doorstepping. Fiona has actually broken all the rules in doorstepping the BBC with this little lot. I've never worked with Fiona before. I must congratulate her on the effort that she's put in. It's been terrific. I am not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. These are just phrases that are conveniently set to put down any argument, to make you feel second class. What I am is an old school, honourable journalist who believes in the principles of fair reporting and telling the truth. And I am ashamed of my colleagues for what I've witnessed over the last 2 or 3 years. I'm going to keep this very short because I know you're all cold, but I'll remind you one thing. The BBC operate under a royal charter which is supposed to guarantee impartiality. Instead, we've seen collaboration between governments, media, and big tech. It's anti-democratic, it's anti-free speech, and it's very, very dangerous. I accuse the BBC of breaching the charter under which they operate. Instead, they've conscientiously, consistently, and in collusion, blocked free speech, blocked one side of the story. And we've all witnessed today what a terrible effect this is having and will continue to have until they speak out. People, keep it going.
Love you all. Thanks.